Bank of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Good afternoon. I received one of your credit applications offering me an obscene amount of money, but I thought I would call you and see if I qualified for enough to help my business get through a bad spot.
Yeah, no problem. Do you have your 16-digit code there?
I do. Are you ready?
Give me just one moment while I bring it up, please.
Okay.
Alrighty here. I'm ready when you are.
Okay, it's 2311.
Okay.
0801. 0002. 5812.
Okay, is this Linda Moyer?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Linda, is this the cell phone you're calling me off of? Is this the company number?
No, this is my home phone.
Okay.
The number could be my home phone or my cell phone or my partner's cell phone. They're just everywhere.
All right. Let me just confirm some information here. I actually don't have a company name down here. What company are you with?
It's called Stillwater, one word. And Associates, and it's the ampersand.
Stillwater and Associates. Okay. Let me just confirm this. LLC.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. What's the best, so we can have on file here, what's the best company line for you? Not for you guys.
This one would be fine. Yes, this is good.
This number is fine. Okay. No problem.
Gene hooked up to this one through AT&T.
Okay, got you. And let me just confirm the billing address. I have 2203 India Palm Drive, Edgewater, Florida, 32141.
That's it.
All right. And how long have you guys been in business there, Linda?
It's only been about 6 months.
6 months. All right.
But we're bringing in cash. We're bringing in money.
Very nice. Yeah, we'll get to that here in a second. How much were you looking to bring on there for the business?
So maybe 5,000.
Okay, 5,000. And did you guys just get going here in January or December last year?
No, it started out. You know what? It would have been January because
January.
It'll be 6 months. It's 6 months this month. But mostly it was just startup and working on a business plan and getting set up with the state of Florida. Getting our DOT numbers and all that.
Got you. And what exactly does the business do there?
We do wetlands, do mowing, we do fencing. We do a little bit of everything. We did start out doing non-native plant infiltration of Florida, but there are so many and so much political red tape that you have to go through. It was very difficult to pull permits, so we switched over to farms and fields and commercial properties. We do lay pads and do laser grading for properties. Pretty much it.
And what are you anticipating gross sales to be a year's in? What are you guys on track for your first year?
Well, our business plan is one thing and it's another, but I'm thinking that we could be grossing. You want gross or net?
Just gross.
I think from now where we've had nothing much for the past, that we could end up halfway this year going to about $70,000.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, about $70,000, $75,000.
And is that year to date, or that's what you're anticipating to do for the year?
The year, that's our anticipation, our first year.
So $70,000, okay. Okay. You mentioned you have a partner there. What percentage of the business do you own there?
Well, we set it up as 51-49, but somewhere along the way, the state made it 50-50, which doesn't make me happy, but
huh.
It is.
Okay. Alrighty. And, do you guys have any current loans out?
Any what, hon? I'm sorry.
Any current loans with the business right now?
Not the business itself, but I own the vehicle. I have a loan with Kubota Tractor at a 0% to pay for the tractor we own, and I have a diesel pickup truck, which is a Ford, and I own the. I have that going out. I have those two loans.
Okay. Okay, and are you just looking for kind of some operating capital there?
A little bit, just for a little bit to get started, and we have to do a repair on the mower blades. They have to be calibrated and aligned and all that, and it takes a specialist to do that. I want to make sure that the trucks are in 100% shape. One of them is stuck in four-wheel drive. We have to have that repaired.
Okay. We typically don't really do loans less than $10,000. We can definitely... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said I didn't want to be greedy.
Yeah, no problem. How was your personal credit there, Linda?
Well, it was great when I started out, but now it's about 640. It's not great.
640, okay. How about your partner there?
Oh, he has good credit.
You said good?
No, he just got out from under a federal lien, like 3 months ago, 2 months even. It was a tax lien that it was against him, and he doesn't have any credit established.
Okay. Right. So you had a tax lien.
Which is okay. Gone now, at the point.
Tax lien's been taken care of. Been released. Okay. Released. All right, and how soon are you guys looking to bring on that capital there?
I'm sorry, how soon did I want to get it?
Yeah.
Well, whatever's convenient. I mean, where are you located? I know it's Bank of Cardiff, and I know that's England. But
yeah, we're in Southern California. Our main office is here in San Diego.
Oh, I see.
I do a lot of East Coast business mostly, though, for the most part. I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, no, I was surprised to get this. And there is something that's mentioned in here, a free copy of the 8 biggest mistakes business owners make. Would I be eligible for that if I do not get the loan?
Yeah, it's just a little information I could send you.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. From the Wall Street Insider, I like that. But 10 would be great, and I could pay it back sooner that way.
Yeah, so typically, you know, what we're looking at, you know, what we'd be looking at, you guys, it doesn't sound like you guys haven't filed taxes yet, correct? Because you just got things going in January?
That's correct.
Okay. So we do have programs for businesses that have been around for 6 months. You know, typically when usually about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So, you know, we'd be right around maybe like $7,000 to $10,000 for you, give or take a little bit. But,
I'm really not sure what to expect, but
yeah.
Fluctuates the seasons, the rain. I mean, we're at the mercy of a lot of elements.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, what we would look at here, Linda, as far as getting you an approval potentially, is we'll look at 6 months business banks. We'd look at one page application, and then there's no tax return in this circumstance. So that's pretty much all we would look at is I can send you a one page application. It'll also, and then I'll just request the 6 months business bank statements, and we typically get you an answer in 1 to 2 days. Pretty straightforward process. For first time businesses, our loans, our unsecured capital loans, go anywhere from usually 6 to 3 years. For a startup company, we're not going to get close to that 3-year mark. But to be honest with you, you guys wouldn't even want to, extend a $5,000 loan that long, just because it would just, the longer the term, the more the interest, of course. So, yeah, I mean, I'd like to see what we can do for you. Is there a good email address for me to send that application off to? And
yeah, I'll do my personal one. It's easier than having me to plow through the Gmail account with this business. Then I'll keep it quiet from the boys. It's going to be MiloMo66 at Yahoo. It's all lowercase, MiloMo66 at Yahoo.
All right, so I have MiloMo66 at Yahoo.com?
Correct.
Cool. Yeah, I will get that application out to you here in the next 10 minutes or so, and you'll have my my direct line there if you have any questions in the meantime, and I'll just I'll attach that application and then just kind of mention the business bank statements that we'll need to proceed, and yeah, we'll see what we can do for you guys. All right.
Appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Feel free to give me a call with any questions about the process. All right, Linda.
Thanks.
All righty. Nice speaking with you. We'll talk soon.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.